And I said, okay. I just didn't fight it. And he left. As I say, we'd been on and off for the 5 years, quite a few times. But I knew this was the last time. It was like he was going to go his way now and I was going to go mine. And I really made my choice for AA. He objected to me going to the meetings. He objected to me sponsoring people. He distrusted me. He criticized me constantly. He felt pretty bad about himself, and I'd get the brunt of it. So after he left, I went through a year of learning how it's okay to be on my own without the support of the guy, be financially independent, take care of myself, keep my house running, keep my tractor running. That was the big thing. If you were seeing me at meetings during that time, I'd be talking about my dumb tractor. Because those kind of things intimidated me. They scared me. When things break, I can't get down there and fix it myself. And I didn't have the money to pay repairmen. So I'd get all frustrated and upset about things that broke. And a lot of things broke. Everything but me. And I had to learn to ask for help and just take it a day at a time and not freak when those kind of things happened. I learned during that time to get involved with women in AA and spend time with them, and I've really developed some neat friendships from that. I think that everything that I've learned to do differently has been a matter first of acting differently. Before I came into AA, I always thought if I could just fix the way I feel, or if I could just fix this head of mine that goes on and on, you know, like the committee talking to me, that I would be okay. And I've learned in here that what I've got to do is act differently. I've got to act my way to right thinking and think my way to right feeling. If I can just act differently, my thoughts are going to change. I'm going to get better in my thinking. I'm going to get more positive. My attitudes are going to get better. And then, lo and behold, if I can just sustain that, my feelings come trailing along after, and they start feeling better. And that's what I drank about with my feelings. The 11th step for me has been... it's been a trip. The first time I ever prayed, I felt stupid. It's like Bobby talks about it. He said the first time he ever prayed, he says, man, if you're not up there, I'm screwed. Only he didn't put it so nicely. Since then, I think where I've come to believe in God has to do with watching how God has worked in my life. You know, in these last years that I've been in here, I've seen every person that was in my life change. You know, my husband's gone. I've got a neat boyfriend that I've been with now for 2.5 years. I'll talk about him in a minute if I've got time. My kids are living with their dad now. I'm working for someone different. Every single one of my friends is different. All of my good friends are AA friends. You know, they're the people that think like I do and act like I do and feel like I do.